Nodding. I can relate. Kim, Matthew, I want you guys to listen to this.
Uh-oh, another letter from your mystery Valentine.
Yes, but this one is even more romantic.
Let our souls hover like a mist over the lagunas of a new consciousness.
Ding, 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 ding.
Freddie, it sounds like this is the guy for you.
Yeah. I mean, who is this man? And how does he have such knowledge of my very essence?
Your essence isn't exactly undercover. See you later, Kim.
Oh, Mr. Gaines, finally I'm on Cupid's hit list. And it says that he's going to reveal himself tonight.
Well, if he does, I'll have him arrested.
Whitley.
Honey, I have gone over this with you. My marketing project is the Men of Hillman calendar. Now, I have to Polaroid all these men today so that the photographer can take their picture tomorrow.
I don't know if I like my woman spending Valentine's Day with the Buff Brigade.
Honey, to me, it's just gluteus taken to the maximus.
Hey, let's keep the maximus to the minimus, okay?
Oh, senor. I love it when you're Latin and demanding.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, Burns.
No, it ain't. Had a fight with Velma.
Oh, yeah? What about?
S-E-X or the life of it.
Oh, what's the matter? You getting a little too frisky for her?
No, it's not me. It's Velma. See, when I work hard all day, sometimes when I get home, I ain't in the mood. I ain't a machine, you know.
Oh, what's the matter? She can't deal with that?
Velma used to call me her marathon man. And I don't mean running either.
When it comes to jazz, there's Miles Davis, and then there's everybody else.
That's exactly the way I feel about you.
Well, tomorrow we can talk about Dizzy, Ella, and Sarah.
Board and talk, sister.
Boy, you spend a whole lot of time around Jackman.
I'm telling you, homie, this is the girl that's gonna make me monogamous.
Don't tell it to me. Tell it to Patty.
Don't have to. She's out of town.
So Jackman's coming to meet you at the club tonight?
No. Lorna is.
Lorna?
Well, I'm trying to figure out a way to break that date.
Oh, man, I don't know what it
because
is.
Because, see, the thing... Lorna.
Lorna! What's up, baby? I was just talking about you.
I got bad news.
Yeah.
I have to work tonight. Sorry.
Oh, I'm crushed. Valentine won't be the same without you, but I'll get over it somehow.
That's what I love about you, Ron. You're so understanding.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
Ta-ta. I get over it somehow.
Boy, you better learn how to spell,
because that's where you going.
No chance, just because I lied to a couple hundred women.
So after our walk in the park, we'll sip Marsala as we listen to Marsalis at the brass booth.
Oh, Marcus, I love it.
So did Margaret. We went there every year before our divorce. Anyway, After that, I thought we'd have dinner at the Charbonnet. That was our restaurant. And then maybe a nice romantic carriage ride through Old Richmond, where Margaret lives.
Marcus, I may be way, way off, but you're still in love with your ex-wife, aren't you?
Well, yes, but let's not let that affect our Valentine's Day.
It won't.
No. Jaleesa.
Marcus, go teach a class.
That's what Margaret used to say.
Jaleesa, I didn't know you were seeing Professor Anderson.
Apparently, neither did he. Valentine's Day.
Oh, certainly. Join me. You know, it's not my favorite holiday either.
You know, between the flowers, the greeting cards, and all that nasty candy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only person who ever sends me that is my mother.
Mine comes from my Aunt Louise, with a check for $5 in it.
$5?
It's big money.
That's right. Blank. Say, Jaleesa, you know I was going to cook for myself tonight, but how about you joining me, huh?
Where does your ex-wife live?
Jimmy.
What's for dinner?
Oh, Phil, I've never heard that one before. It's right over here, honey. Okay, you can just start by taking off your shirt. My, my, my.
Hey, boo. Dwayne.
Hey, bro.
Hey, you don't want to go in there.
Of course I do. Get away from the door.
No. Oh, you poor, unsuspecting fool. Fair gifts of love on this tragic day.
Tragic day? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about fidelity, trust.
Fidelity, trust?
My bank clothes?
Oh, no. Look, man, the best thing for you to do is just go get a new girlfriend. It's like when your dog dies.
You're not making any sense.
Why do I need a new girlfriend?
Huh? Dwayne, brace yourself. Whitley is in there with a guy.
Is that all, man?
Maybe they like it that way.
Hey.
Okay, Phil, you're done. And Phil, you're great.
Don't tell me he's next.
Don't be ridiculous, Phil. That's just my boyfriend.
Goodbye, Phil. Ridiculous with me?
Boom. Hello. Hi, Stedman. Chicken pox at your age? Okay. Well, stay home then.
Excuse me, why is it ridiculous, Whitley?
I have 12 men, 12 different majors, and I just lost my engineer.
Oh, you don't say.
Thank goodness you're here. You can help me.
Well, I guess I could.
You know everybody in the engineering department. Can you tell me who'd be the right man for Mr. February?
I thought you was asking me.
I didn't think this was your thing, honey.
Well, it's not, but I'd do it to bail you out, eh?
You're my boyfriend. That wouldn't look right.
What you mean is I wouldn't look right, but that's cool with me.
Oh, Dwayne, don't be mad.
Do you want me to do this for you? I can help you out. I'm a man of filming. Do you want me to post for the calendar?
Well?
Well, why don't you just admit it? You hate my body, right?
Oh, no, Cookie. I love your body. I think your body is very sexy. It's just that I'm marketing this for a whole slew of females. And they like beefcake. Not cupcake.
Well, you can kiss this cupcake goodbye.
And then we'll be right back. All right, fellas, last stop. Let's take one home.
What's happening, bad little drummer boy?
Well, if we
we play half as good as you was busting the move on that dance floor, you're a home freak.
You like the way I move?
Baby, I even like the way you don't move. Just let me tinker with the equipment for a minute and I'll be right with you. I am falling hard.
Yo, what else is new, man? What
I'm
else
telling
is new?
You, this time is for real.
You planning on telling Lorna now?
How does it work, man?
You mean working her way over here?
Ronnie!
What the hell is she doing here?
I've got great news, honey.
Yes?
My boss made up with her boyfriend. She gave us all the night off. Cupid is working off.
Oh, yeah, well, somebody need to stop him. Lorna, isn't this a good time for you to go catch up on that sleep you missed last week?
What are you talking about? I'm ready to party.
Oh, well, and so will I. Just as soon as I get back from wardrobe. So, you wrap it in for 1 second, and I'll be right back, okay?
Oh. Run! Run! Where are you running off to?
Jack, I was going to get something to drink. Just hang out, and I'll be right back in 2 seconds. Okay, should I?
Surprise!
Hey, what are you doing here?
I thought you were going to D.C. to recreate that march on Washington.
I decided to march on home to be with my Valentine.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Patty, we're going to dedicate this song to you, sweetheart. So just stay right here, and I'll be right back. Say, man, let's hit it.
Yo, we on a break, man.
Look, it's my band, and I'm breaking the break. Let's hit it. Yo, Express, let's hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back with this next tune, and it's called Damn, Damn, Damn.
So, how's the cappuccino?
Oh, it's delicious, thank you. And thank you again for rescuing me today.
Oh, stop it.
You know, I really should have seen it coming because there were signs that Marcus is still in love with his ex-wife. But you know, that's the risk you run when you date a divorcee. There's always a chance of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. You ever think about getting back with your ex-husband?
Only to poison his food. I married Lamar right out of high school. He was kind and warm and had a great capacity for love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which explains why he was sleeping with half the neighborhood.
You know, my ex-wife divorced me because I couldn't dance.
Get out of here, Brad.
I'm telling you the truth. Well, that coupled with the fact that we had absolutely nothing in common.
Uh-huh, see?
Yeah, but now, you see, the joke is on her because, well, now check this out.
Jaleesa, honey, this isn't moving at all because my back is locked.
Kim, did you see anybody here wearing a crystal?
Yeah, you.
There was a message under my door saying my secret Valentine would be here today wearing the exact same crystal. Yes, I am dying of anticipation. You know what my psychic said? Well, my psychic only said that this man is going to be my soulmate and my twin flame.
Freya, I think your destiny just arrived.
I know. I can feel his presence.
Yo, yo.
Terrence! Wait. Don't tell me he sent you ahead wearing the crystal.
So romantic.
My mystery Valentine, my twin flame.
Oh, Freddy. I am that flame that burns for you.
This is not funny, Terrence.
Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't meant to be. It was the only way I could get your attention. I wanted you to see a different side. Wait. Freddy, you're the spiritual goddess in the temple of my soul, Isis. Without you, I'm lost in the chasm of my solitude.
Isis, my favorite goddess.
Will you at least have a chamomile tea with me?
Well, okay, Terrence. Yeah, I have to admit, those letters that you wrote, they really touched my heart.
We'll work our way around to the other part.
No, we won't.
Is this cruise to Bermuda just a vacation for you and your wife, or a special occasion?
65th anniversary.
Oh, you couldn't be married 65 years.
Oh, no, not wedding anniversary. The 65th time she stole me out of the house. But I believe she means it this time.
Did she change the locks?
Worse. She got a pit bull.
Why she threw you out?
Oh, she doesn't think that I find her desirable anymore. The truth is, I love the woman more than I do baseball. Well, if she forgives me tonight, she'll see the return of her marathon man.
Marathon man? A woman will be very proud to sail on a cruise with you. Vern.
Mm-hmm.
If things don't work out at home, you have a friend. And Brenda Haynes.
Oh, my goodness. I better call Velma.
Oh, God. Hi.
Look at this.
My name? Oh, Matthew, that is so silly.
Sure, by today's standards, but in the 1700s on Valentine's Day, a man would always wear the name of the woman he loved on his sleeve. Ergo, the expression wearing his heart on his sleeve.
I'm flattered, but don't you think I have a say in being the woman you love?
Absolutely not. This is strictly a decision between me and my heart. I see you're not convinced. Watch. Each scrap of paper contains a man's name. The one that stays at the top is the man for you.
Don't tell me. The 1700s?
What do you want? It's my favorite century.
Okay. Matthew.
See? It's fate. Case closed. No more calls.
They all say Matthew, don't they?
A love magician never gives away his secrets. And now, for the pièce de résistance. This bracelet symbolizes us.
Oh, Matthew, it's beautiful. Not here, okay?
Then where?
Well, I'm a private person. Every time we go out, it's always eyes staring at us.
Kim, as long as we're together, those eyes are always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Here at Hillman, over at Avery, and every place else we go. The only eyes that matter are these.
What if I can't?
If you can't, then I'll try to stop falling in love with you.
I'm just crash backstage, and I'll call you in the AM, all right?
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine. Listen, I love you, baby. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Yes, yes, go on.
Lorna! Excuse me. Lorna!
Baby, listen. I'm a little played out, so I'm gonna just crash backstage and I'll call you in the AM, okay, honey?
Ron, you're my man. I should be with you.
Oh, no, no. There's no need. There's no need. I'll be fine. I love you, baby. Listen, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Yeah. Jackie! Hi. Excuse me. Hi, sweetheart. How you doing? You having a good time,
honey? Great time. But are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just a little played out, that's all.
Well, you should be. You were up there for 2 hours. I have never seen such stamina, such determination. You are wonderful.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What? Are you sure you're all right?
Jacqueline, I'm feeling something new. Something I've never felt before. The need to come clean.
About what?
You weren't my only Valentine. I had 2 other backups. But they're gone now. They're history. They're out of here. You are the only woman in my life. That felt kind of good. That felt nice. This is right. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart.
Yes, baby. Happy Valentine's Day. And drop dead.
Push it. Doris, push it.
Why?
Push it.
Doris!
Ow!
Me! The reason I didn't want you in the Hellman calendar is because I didn't want to share your luscious body with all the women of Hellman. I was selfish, insensitive, and insecure. But I've overcome it. And I want you to be in the calendar.
I don't need your pity, woman.
I'm not asking out of pity. I'm asking out of love. I can share your body with all the women of Hellman. Because they'll just have the picture. I have the original.
I am kind of slinky sexy at that, ain't I?
Like a lynx.
Hot off the presses, the Men of Hellman calendar.
Oh, yeah, how do I look?
Well, let's just say that the camera was very kind to you.
Next, A Night of Romance continues on NBC with an all-new episode of Cheers. Sam's Valentine's Day tryst takes an odd twist with special guest Barbara Feldon. And Sunday night, don't miss a major television event. The chilling two-part world premiere miniseries Love, Lies, and Murder, based on the true story of a bizarre family murder plot. Entertainment Weekly calls it exceptional. Love, Lies, and Murder, beginning Sunday night, only on NBC.